Welcome back, everyone, to the Risk Intel Podcast, powered by SRA Watchtower, where we share risk intelligence with experts from across the banking industry. I'm your host, Ed Vinson, CEO at SRA Watchtower. Welcome to today's episode. Please join me in welcoming Beth Nellis to the Risk Intel Podcast. Presently, Beth leads risk and control self-assessment implementations at SRA, and has served as a subject matter expert in the development of SRA's new RCSA module, which we are going to talk a little bit about today. Prior to joining SRA, Beth worked at a range of financial institutions from de novo to top five banks in various operational areas and risk-related roles. And Beth brings a deep knowledge of the RCSA space to today's conversation. Beth, welcome back.
Thanks, Ed. I'm glad to be here.
Beth, during our prior episodes, we talked about putting our RCSAs into practice and the roles of first and second line activities. And we talked about the impact of RCSAs on bank operations. And I think that those two concepts really inform why SRA decided that it was going to invest as a business and build a brand new RCSA module that is really focused on improved awareness and proactive risk management. So I'd like to dig into that with you today and understand a bit more about why SRA built this, what SRA has built, and what implementation would entail for someone that decides that they'd like to utilize this module of Watchtower. So let's start by providing a bit of context around what highlights or what makes SRA's solution and approach different to with their RCSA module.
Yeah, so for the last 3 years, I've been talking to clients. You know, I had my own experience to draw on, but then I was talking to clients, and often what we were hearing was that the RCSAs that were out there were complicated. It was hard to set them up. It took forever to do. They were difficult to navigate. And when you're talking about sharing this and having it work across your entire institution, you've got all sorts of levels of knowledge and information, knowledge and experience in the organization. So we needed to make something that was simple, yet informative and flexible. And I think we've achieved that through our RCSA build. And the feedback we've gotten so far has kind of backed that up. We tried not to make it overly complicated, but we needed it to be flexible in a way that, since each institution is different and sets and views risk differently, we've given that flexibility so that you can, if you think of risk as a prism through which you can look at it, we've designed this system so that you can look at risk from many angles of that prism. So you aren't just looking in action. And, you know, we also got regulatory feedback that more and more banks were being asked to look at things like product risk along with process risk or, you know, business unit risk. So we've given that ability in our software.
But one of the things that we talked about in a prior episode was the importance of the different user communities of the RCSA and the fact that it's really key to have the first line engaged, right? They're the doers, right? They are involved in all the day-to-day processes. And so this needs to be able to be something that is consumable, right? I love your words of simple, informative, and flexible. And that simple concept being so important for, I'm going to call it the casual user, the person that is, you know, sees this as a necessity or something they have to do, not something that they really want to do. And so making this as easy to consume and interact with seems really, really important to get that first line buy-in.
Yes, definitely. And that was the idea, right? We know that management or the second line of defense needs to be able to get information from the system to help them make informed decisions, but we know they're not the ones doing the day-to-day interaction with the system. So we needed to make it so that it was easy to use and the concepts were easy. And I think we've achieved that.
All right. So let's take as a given that we've made this simple and we've We've been able to achieve great buy-in from the first line and utilization. Can you talk a bit then about how, as on the second line, you're going to then take this data and integrate it and consume it really as part of your ERM program?
Yes, definitely. So one of the best things is that we've got integration with our enterprise risk model. So the results from your risk and control self-assessments, either at a product level or a process level or a department or business unit level, you can choose to take the inherent risk ratings or the residual risk ratings and import them as KRIs, key risk indicators, into your enterprise risk model. And it's like a repetitive feedback loop, right? So you update your RCSA, it feeds into your enterprise risk model. You evaluate and make decisions, and maybe you change your RCSA, your processes and everything. So it's just a big cycle, and it's all tied in. We also have testing available for controls, and gaps that are identified can be included in a tracking or risk improvement activity area with action plans and mitigation plans for gaps that you see. So it's one giant risk management solution, and they all knit together in a really cool way.
Your last point there of tracking the gaps and then informing risk improvement activities and seems like that's something then that really gives you a roadmap for what your risk management team should be concentrating on.
Very much so. Very much so. And the reporting that will be offered through any of these sections really help to inform the board, risk committee, and management.
Can you talk about a little bit about if someone says that, all right, I want to go down this path, what does it take to stand up the RCSA module, and really, what does implementation look like from the client's perspective, right, from the financial institution's perspective?
Sure. So to set the system up is not difficult at all. It would not take a lot of time. There'll be some discussion with SRA and the institution to talk about what is their vision of their risk hierarchy. They may have a taxonomy already. We help the institution stand up the account in the format that they want to see it, what's the top of their hierarchy and that sort of thing. We get their people installed, and then we help them get through one of their processes, right? They need to have done, unfortunately for them, a lot of work to give me at least one process. We get that loaded. We teach you how to use the system. It is an ongoing iterative process in the institution. Implementation is simple. Implementation does not take long. To get the true value from the system, you need to get all pieces of the organization involved in using it. And that is a journey at the bank over time. And we'll be there to help them at every iterational step to help them get it done.
So that last piece there really is it's a change management endeavor of that it's not just rolling out a piece of software, but it is educating the stakeholders, the constituents, right, the first line in particular, as to why they're doing this. And I think that goes back to one of our earlier conversations about getting those first line folks into a room and helping them understand the why behind this, right? And the value behind it. And then you're more likely to have buy-in as to what you actually want them to do if they understand, the importance and the impact of it.
Yeah, and I find that like if we get the management of those various groups in a room initially during implementation, and we talk to all the people that are going to receivably be working in the system, and we talk about how it's going to work, they often get excited, and they can then share it with their team, or we have shared it with their, if they need some education, we'll help to do a little bit of that education so that everybody's eager to put their information in there. So it doesn't have to be a painful experience. It just needs to be a thoughtful experience.
You talked about some work that the institution should do in advance. Can you elaborate on that a little bit?
Sure, the bank really needs to understand what they're trying to achieve. They need to identify their, if they don't know for certain through having done other risk and control self-assessments or other types of assessments, they should have some idea of their high risk areas, compliance, credit, operations, whatever area of the bank it is, and start by understanding their taxonomy, their risk appetite. This is broader than just risk and control self-assessment. This is risk management in general. But to start the risk and control self-assessment, you need to know where you want to start, and you need to know through which lens you want to look at it. So tell me how you look at risk. Do you want to look at it at a department by department, business unit by business unit, or do you just want to identify various processes and look at it that way? Because how we set the system up is dependent on how they want to view risk going forward. The nice part is the way we've built the system, if they change their mind, we can fix it fairly easily and help them look at it a different way. So we're not locking them into anything.
That was the prism concept that you made reference to there before, of being able to look at risk from many different angles.
Exactly.
Beth, it sounds like we're on the cusp of some exciting conversations going on that are about to go on between SRA and some of these financial institutions in the RCSA area. So we look forward to you being part of those. The simple, informative, flexible new module that's part of the Watchtower family there. Feels like it's going to plug in very nicely with that ERM top of the house view, and really enable banks to get the visibility they need into those frontline risks controls, testing and monitoring that needs to occur.
Yeah, we really want to be their partner. And I know it makes me a little bit of a geek, but I'm excited.
Thanks for sharing that excitement with us here today. We appreciate it, and good luck with the rollout. Thanks, Beth. Take care.
Thank you.
For more information on SRA, please visit srarisk.com. Watch or listen to our weekly Risk Intel podcast series, or follow us on LinkedIn to learn more.